This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More on the funding impasse in Washington, with money running out for the Department of Homeland Security within hours unless temporary or longer-term patches are adopted. Here's our angle. A lot of local governments are watching nervously since they have money tangled up in this impasse, Marketplace's Nova Safo explains.
The money that flows into the Department of Homeland Security doesn't just stay in Washington. Some of it flows out to local governments.
I mean, it is substantial.
Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter says his city, like others around the country, rely on DHS funding for a whole host of things. Some pay for school security personnel, others for firefighters, some 1,800 of them around the country. If DHS shuts down, says Nutter, it could jeopardize the money pipeline.
Because the approval process is done manually, and some of the personnel involved in those grant programs may actually be furloughed.
And that's not counting any new funding requests. They've had to wait. DHS can't act on them while running on a continuing resolution, which it's been doing for 5 months. Congress is now considering another one. Yejin Jiang is with the National Association of Counties.
Some counties are looking at contingency plans and plan to lay off some people. They are also planning to cancel some trainings and exercises.
All of which could happen, Jiang says, if full funding for DHS isn't restored soon. In New York, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.